Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Tyson Alger of the I-5 Corridor. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Tyson Alger. He wrote a great piece yesterday I want to ask him about because it's something that I remember fondly. But we need to start. I texted Tyson. Tyson has become my third down tight end. He's my comfort blanket. I need a 5-yard gain. Tyson's my go-to guy. He's going to make a play for you. He's going to fall forward. You're going to keep the drive alive. That's who Tyson Alger is in the media world, and I appreciate him for that. I texted you last night, Tyson, and said, hey, can you wake up early tomorrow morning? And you said, I got to play a hockey game at 10:45, so what's the latest I could go? This was the latest we could go, so I'm glad you woke up. You played a hockey game at 10:45 last night. Walk me behind what beer league hockey is like. What time do you get home? What's it like? Like, I can't even imagine being, like, me even trying to stay awake now till 11, I would fall asleep. How does that all go?
Well, first of all, I'll be your third string tight end, third down tight end, whenever you want. I understand why you don't put me in the promos, but I'll show up for you when you need it. Yeah, man, it's tough. Like I just turned 35 last week. I've been playing hockey in Portland since I've been here. You know, you over the years you get used to like the late games. You know, especially in your 20s, you're like, oh, this is fine. It's not a big deal,
right.
But. You know, you get a little bit older, and like when your phone changes into like sleep mode before you even leave for the rink, like when it's like, hey, like it's bedtime, like you need to be healthy, like you should probably go to sleep. Yeah, it's tough because like you know that we play over at the Beaverton rink, and there's so few rinks in the city that ice time is just jam packed all around, and so. You can really only play late games. And so if you have a 10:45 one, games go about an hour and 20 minutes. So, you know, I've gotten some penalties after midnight. It's not a big deal. but then, you know, you get back to the locker room and like, we don't want to be shortchanged on our locker room group time. You know, there's some nice beverages in there. There's some good conversation to be had, but yeah, it ends up being like a two-ish, like get home. And then, You know, when you're an elite athlete like me and you have so many great memories from the game to replay in your head over and over, like it takes another couple hours to fall asleep. But that's, you know, being probably the most famous and accomplished journalist in the city and being the best athlete as well, it's just the cross that I'm willing to bear. But
well
good
done.
Morning.
Well done. On 2 hours sleep after a 10:45 hockey game, he is awake. I have so many follow-ups. We'll have to do an extended piece on overnight hockey with Tyson Alger at some point. You came out, though, with an article yesterday, Tyson. It was a fun walk down memory lane of the I Love My Ducks song and Sup With You Girl. And I was a junior at Oregon when that song came out. I'll never forget how big of a deal it was. And I went to high school with one of the guys. Shout out to Jamie Slade. And I just that like took the whole campus by storm. I had a buddy who was the duck in the video who like illegally stole the costume and then he got in a lot of hot water and then the university wanted to embrace it because it's not supposed to show up in these like unsanctioned videos and all that. But what was that? What kind of sparked that idea? 15 years ago, that song came out. What are the guys up to? It was a really fun kind of walk down memory lane.
Yeah, you know, I'm determined to milk like every little bit of nostalgia I can out of that Chip Kelly era. Like it's kind of been my wheelhouse for the last 5 or 6 years. And when I was at the Athletic, I did a big kind of retrospective on like the entire I Love My Ducks song. And that was when Chip Kelly was coming back into town with UCLA. So kind of did the oral history there, talking to all the guys. But, you know, here 15 years later, I feel like, oh, I mean, it's crazy. It's 15 years later,
yeah.
And the song is still very prevalent. I mean, if you're watching the TV broadcast, like Fox has been going to commercials with I Love My Ducks playing. And knowing these guys and knowing just kind of how I think a lot of people would assume that's like, you know, you had a video that goes that viral in college. You got to travel the world because of the money you made off of it. I imagine a lot of people assume that was probably the peak for those guys. But all three of them have had made pretty interesting and successful, and in the case of Michael Bishop, who I wrote about yesterday, compelling careers, like still around the Oregon orbit, like in the 15 years post since then. So I wrote about Michael Bishop, who, you know, since being a part of I Love My Ducks and Sup With You Girl, he has written for Nike. He has been the voice of At Nike. He has written the scripts for the Oregon's Ducks versus them and that team out west. He created the Hayward Hall at the new Hayward Field. It's really interesting how, like, how these guys, like, when they were in college and it felt like a real cool, like, part of them, like, being a part of Oregon's story. Right. And now, like, here all these years later, they're still kind of helping craft that Oregon story.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Yeah, it makes it feel like a family, definitely. A great piece over at the I-5 Corridor. Go check it out. Tyson Alger is our guest right now. Number one team in the country, Tyson. First time unanimous number one team in the country. Never happened before in program history. I mean, Maryland's in town this weekend, and let's game a lot for a lot of folks. You kind of like, Maryland's in town. Let's get out of there healthy, and let's get on to Wisconsin the next week. What has impressed you the most about the last month or so of Oregon football? You're around them a lot. You're at every game. Like, what has been the most impressive thing watching this unfold, and now Oregon being 9-0 and unanimously number one?
For me, it's been two things. The first thing is just like how quickly they dumped that narrative from like the first 2 weeks of the season, where we were all just kind of feeling like, they're winning these games, but it doesn't look great. I mean, beating Idaho by 10 points is crazy to think about in retrospect. You know, the Boise State one is kind of feeling like a little bit better now too, because the Broncos are pretty solid. But I think we were all, especially with all the hype that we talked about coming into this year, we all kind of took a moment there after the first two or three weeks ago, like, is this going to be the team? And there was obviously holes on the offensive line and penalties. And basically since that third week of the season, the offensive line has been one of the best in the country, and they've completely cut down on the penalties. So like the two instances of this team shooting itself in the foot, they've largely stopped doing that. So that was really impressive, because I think that's a testament to the coaching and the improving every week ability of this team. But the other thing has just been the depth that showed up. You don't beat an Ohio State without your best defensive lineman. Like, that's not supposed to happen. And they didn't have Jordan Burch in that game, and it barely made a difference. You had guys like Mateo Uiagalelei step up. You had Tatum Tuioti step up. You have all these guys that, you know, you kind of read about in January and February and December, when like the recruiting is hot and it's kind of like, all right, I'm going to check these names and expect them to perform two or three years later. But right. Like, they're getting dudes that perform right now. And you've seen that on the defense, but now we're also seeing that on offense too. Like, they lose Tez Johnson, who was on pace to catch over 100 balls this year, which is insane. Because before last year, I don't think any Oregon receiver had caught more than like in the higher 70s. So like, this is a guy who is an incredibly important piece of Oregon's offense. It's an Oregon offense that's incredibly efficient too, because a lot of times they use Tez Johnson as almost like a short running game replacement. And yes, they're going to lose him. Yes, that's probably going to hurt a little bit. But like, did you see the other receivers on Saturday, man? Like, I know it didn't count, but that thing Evan Stewart pulled in, or you know, the fact that they can get Trayshawn Holden back, or Justice Lowe, who is a guy that I don't think a lot of people probably knew about like 3 weeks ago, has jumped up and become a very reliable part of that offense. So it's a really long football season, and when you're playing at this level and expecting to contend with, you know, the Georgias and the Ohio States and the Alabamas and that ilk, you have to be deeper than just your first string. And I think that's often what has inhibited Oregon in some of its really good seasons in the past. It's like, yeah, they had some really, really good first stringers, but they just didn't have the depth on the roster to survive something or to like move on into like a second phase. And, you know, this Oregon roster is just so deep that they're able to kind of weather this. And I think that sets them really nicely up for the playoffs as well, too, because I'm sure you were looking at that bracket this week when it was released with the mm-hmm. playoff seedings. And that was the first time it smacked me in the face that like the playoffs is going to be a bear, man. Like even if you get that first round bye, like that's still three games you got to go win against really wow. quality teams. Like I think there have been peaks and valleys to like this new football season, you know, with the 12-team playoff and like what you're supposed to get excited about and like the cadence. Like, you know, I don't think I'm in the minority here of not being like too excited for this Maryland game coming up. But I think the payoff is December is just going to be absolutely epic.
Yes, totally agree with you there. Last one, and then we'll let you go back to bed. Are you ready for your Grizz to get pounded tonight? They're at Matthew Knight Arena, 17.5 point spread. Do we need a beer bet on this game?
You know, the thing is it's not what you do in basketball in November, Andy. I think you know that. You know, Montana as a team, just like the Ducks, they strengthen later in the season. You know, that's the calling card of who's your coach again?
Is it Wayne Tinkle? Is Wayne Tinkle still there, or is he? No, he's gone.
No, that's right. No. I think they're building the statue though,
that's
but.
Right.
I don't know, man. Like I watched that first Oregon basketball game, and it's kind of a weird team at the start of the year, just because I think everyone in the summer was just hoping and putting all their eggs in Pauly Dante basket.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, like that was such a different style with Nfale, and things slowed down so much. And so to see them kind of to get out of that and get back to running and playing physical and athletic style of basketball, I don't know. I think I like what Dana Altman has in his hand with this year's team.
Look at that. You come for the football takes, you stay for the basketball takes. The guy was up till 4 o'clock in the morning, drinking beer in a locker room in Beaverton. Still wakes up in time to do the show. Go check out all of his great work and subscribe. Nobody better covering the local stories. i5corridor.com, at Tyson Alger on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Go back to bed, buddy. And thanks as always. We picked up the first down on that third down conversion, and we'll chat again soon.
All right, I'll be ready next week when it's third and long and you need to catch.